the 7th day is over. Now we come to the closing part of the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. There are quite a few questions left. Let us see if we find some time for it. Chatu Satcha Pabbam. The section of four noble truths. Punacha parang bhikkhave bhikkhu dhambe sudhamma pasi biharati chatusu arya satchesu. Then another bhikshu practices dhammanupasana by observing the four noble truths. Kathancha pana bhikkhave bhikkhu dhamme sudhammanupassi biharati chatusu ariya satchesu. How? Ida bhikkhave bhikkhu idam dukkhanti yatha bhutam pajanati. Idam dukkham. This is suffering. One understands it as it is. Ayam dukkha samudayoti. This is the arising of the suffering. One understands it as it is. Ayam dukkha nirodhoti yathabhutam pajanati. This is the total eradication of misery, and this one understands as it is. Ayam dukkha nirodhagamini patipadati yatha bhutam pajanati. And this is the path which leads us to the stage of total cessation of misery. A very important thing to understand is yatha bhutam pajanati. Pajanati is understand, to understand in wisdom. Yatha bhutam, as it is, as it happens. As it happens, so you understand. As it happens, so you understand. That means you understand by things happening, that means by your experience, by your direct experience. You have direct experience of all these four noble truths, and as you experience them, so you understand them as it is, as it is. When Buddha became Buddha and he gave the first sermon, this is what he taught, these four noble truths. The understanding of the people of India, for them it was not something new, that suffering is because of craving. This was not a discovery of Buddha. People knew it. And also people knew that to come out of misery is to come out of your craving. Not a unknown path shown by Buddha. Then what it was? How it differed? He makes it very clear. The Four Noble Truths. This is misery. Everybody who suffers understands this is misery. Around the world, everyone is suffering. But by suffering, one does not become an enlightened person. One does not become an Arya, cannot become a noble. Noble person is a person who experiences at least the first stage of Nibbana, Sotapanna. is a noble person. From Anaryu, he has become Aryu. Non-Aryan, he has become Aryan. From innoble person, he has become a noble person. People are suffering all around, and they know that we are suffering. Then how it becomes Arya Satchu? For all these four, he says, for each of these, three things are necessary. Three pertaining to each, that means 12 in all, is necessary to become a noble person. What three in each? Like the first, this is suffering. This is what everybody can understand, this is suffering. Then the second part of it, second stage of it, parinyeyam, this suffering, this truth of suffering, I must understand the entire field of the truth of suffering. I must understand the every aspect of suffering, the totality of suffering. Parinyeyam. Now we have come across this word parijanati. One understands the totality, the entire sphere. We were talking about Vedana, Vesampajanyam. One understands the entire field of Vedana. And how can you say that one has understood the entire field of Vedana? That one has explored the entire field of Vedana? Only when one transcends the field of Vedana. Otherwise, there might be some other field still balanced. There might be some other field still balanced, which one has not yet explored. So, parijanate means to explore the total field up to its limit. So here also, for dukkha, for misery, one has to explore the entire field of dukkha. This is the second step of it. And the third step should be parinyata. Oh, I have explored the total field of dukkha. That means one has experienced the stage beyond dukkha. Then it is arya. Understand, although at a surface level these are four, but as you go deeper, they all culminate in world. Like this, satipatthana are four. But as you go deeper, all the four get together. Similarly, these four noble truths, even the first noble truth, must take you to the stage where there is no more dukkha. Then only you can say, parinyata, I have explored the entire field of dukkha. One must go beyond dukkha, then only one can claim, I have explored the entire field of dukkha. So three of these. And the next, samudaya, the arising. Or as we say, the cause. The second part of it is pahatabbo. This should be totally eradicated. The arising of dukkha, that means the cause of dukkha, should be totally eradicated. And the third, I have totally eradicated. It is totally eradicated, pahinam. Then only the second noble truth is complete in itself. And again, if totally eradicated, then it's the stage of final liberation. Merely accepting something at the intellectual level is not the contribution of a Buddha that is there, Buddha or no Buddha. People understand, at least these basic principles of Dhamma, they understand. Because there had been previously Buddhas, and for long time the practice goes away, the deeper aspect goes away, but the surface things do remain. People talk about it, discuss about it, they write books about it, but they don't practice because practice is lost. Again somebody becomes Buddha and he establishes the practice of it. That is the contribution of Buddha. So the craving is there, one part of it. The craving should be totally eradicated, second part of it. The craving is totally eradicated. Then the third, dukkha nirodha, the cessation of misery. A stage where there is no more misery. The second aspect of it, second part of it. Satchikattabbo, this has to be witnessed. This has to be realized. Merely accepting that there is a stage where there is no more misery. There is a stage of full liberation because Buddha said so, because our tradition says so, and because our intellect says so. After all, if there is a cause and the cause is removed, then naturally one is free from misery, or there is no more misery. No. Satchikatabbo. You have to witness it, experience it. And satchikatam, witnessed. Then only it is complete, witnessed. Similarly, the fourth, the path, bhavitabbo, it has to be practiced. Merely accepting the fact there is a path, and look, eightfold path, like this, like this, like this, you keep on discussing, you keep on explaining others, you keep on writing books on that, you keep on arguing, debating, but you don't take one step on it, so it's meaningless for you. Bhavitabbo, it has to be practiced repeatedly, repeatedly. Bhavitang, I have completely walked on this path. Repeatedly, I have practiced to its entirety, complete practice. These three, each four of them, in these three ways, if it is complete, he says, then only I am announcing myself an enlightened person. Those five of his friends to whom he went and explained what Dhamma is, those people were not prepared to listen even initially. Because the belief in those days was that somebody must pass through extreme penances. And if one cannot pass through extreme penances, this person can never get liberated. And here was this person. After getting eight jhanas, then he started these penances to such an extent that his body remained just a skeleton. He became so weak that he can't take even two steps. He falls down, fasting, 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 torturing the body in different ways. And he had practiced eight jhanas, so he could see things inside, in his mind. And he finds it doesn't change even a slight part of it. The mind remains, the deeper impurities remain as they are. No change is there. So it's a futile exercise. He left it. Let me find out some other way. And when he left it as futile exercise, then these five of his companions, oh, they felt this person can never become enlightened. He has now started taking food. He cannot torture himself further. So they were not prepared to listen to him. They can't accept that this person has become enlightened. To convince them, he says, well, look, these four things which are acceptable, I have witnessed that in this way. And then they at least listen to him, and he gives them the explanation of the whole Dhamma. So unless these four noble truths are experienced, yatha bhuta pajanati, as it happens, so you know. As it happens, so you know. If it has not happened, and you say, I know, then it is mere acceptance at the intellectual level or an acceptance at the devotional level, because Buddha has said so, or so-and-so has said so, and I have great faith in this person. It doesn't work. Yatha bhuta, as it happens, so you know with wisdom and experiential wisdom. And then he gives descriptions. Katamancha bhikkhave dukkham ariya satcham. What is the dukkha, ariya satcha, noble truth of dukkha? Jati pi dukkha, the birth is dukkha, jara api dukkha, the old age is dukkha, vyadhi api dukkha, disease is dukkha, maranam api dukkham, death is dukkha, shok, mental grief, parideva, crying, lamenting, dukkha, bodily pains, bodily unpleasant sensations, domanasam, mental unpleasantness, upayasa, feeling full of grief, pi dukkha, this is dukkha. Then appiyehi sampayogo dukkho, whatever is unpleasant, undesirable, one gets associated with it. This is misery. Piyehi vipayogo dukkho, what is desirable, what is pleasant, one gets disassociated with it. This is dukkha. Look, he is going from a very surface level, gross level. Each very ordinary person can understand, be experiencing, and then goes towards the subtler, subtler, subtler realities, subtler realities. Yampi ichchangane labati, whatever one desires, whatever one craves for, ne labati, when one doesn't get it, tampi dukkham, one doesn't get what one desires, and one becomes very miserable. And going still further, sankhitena, at a much deeper level, at a much deeper level, and in short, the dukkha is panchupadan khanda dukkha. These five aggregates, which are the object of clinging. The clinging towards these five aggregates, the mental aggregate, and the four mental aggregates and one material aggregate, the combination of which one says, I, mine, and develops tremendous amount of attachment to it. Oh, this is misery. Going from the surface to deeper, deeper, deeper. This is dukkha. And then he explains each one of them. Katamati bhikkhave jati. Yate sanga te sanga sattananga tamahi tamahi sattanikaye jati sanjati ukkanti abhinibbatti khandanang patu bhavu ayatananang patilabhu ayangabuchati bhikkhave jati. Synonyms of birth. Then katamacha bhikkhave jara. Yate sanga te sanga sattananga tamahi tamahi sattanikaye jara. Then the synonyms jiranata, khandichyam, palichyam, valittachatta, ayuno sanghani, indriyanam, paripako, ayangabuchyate bhikkhave jara. This is old age, decaying. Katamancha bhikkhave maranam, and what is death? Yete sang te sang sattanam tamaha tamaha sattanikaya. And then the synonyms of death, chuti, chavanata, Bedu, antaradhanang, machu, maranang, kalakiriya, khandanang, bedu, kalivaras, sanikhepu, jivita indriyas, supachedu. The different words that were used in those days, he uses those words to explain what is death. Idangabuchyati bhikkhave maranang, katamocha bhikkhave soko. What is a deep mental grief? Yokho bhikkhave anyattaranyattarena vyasanena samannagatasya anyattaranyattarena dukkha dhammena phuttasya soko sochana sochitattam anto soko anto parisoko ayangabuchyati bhikkhave soko. One has lost something which is very dear, and due to that one faces grief, very deep grief. Katamocha bhikkhave paridevu, and what is this crying and lamenting? Yokho bhikkhave anyattaranyattarena vyasanena samannagatasya anyattaranyattarena dukkha dhammena phuttasya adevu paridevu adevana paridevana adevitattam paridevitattam ayangabuchyate bhikkhave paridevu. Now this crying and lamenting, the synonyms for that. Katamancha bhikkhave dukkhaṁ, and what is dukkhaṁ?
Yankho bhikkhave kāyikaṁ dukkhaṁ kāyikaṁ aisātaṁ kāya sampasajaṁ dukkhaṁ aisātaṁ vedayataṁ idaṁ bucchati bhikkhave dukkhaṁ. Whatever unpleasant, painful sensation one experiences on the body, this is dukkha. Katamancha bhikkhave dhomanassaṁ. And what is dhomanassaṁ? Yankho bhikkhave chetisang dukkhang chetisang asatang manau sampasajang dukkhang asatang vedayitang idang vuchyate bhikkhave domanassang. Whatever is mental unpleasant feeling is domanassang. Now one point should be understood very clearly, that in his teachings about pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, not only here, at different places he has given this explanation, that when he says dukkhaṁ, it is the unpleasant sensation on the body. When he says do manassaṁ, then mana, something that has come on the mind, very unpleasant, a very unpleasant thought has come, a very unpleasant memory has come, a very unpleasant fear for the future has come. This kind of unpleasant experience that comes on the mind, unpleasant feeling that comes on the mind, is the word is used, do manassaṁ. Similarly, for pleasant sensation on the body is sukha, sukhaṁ. And pleasant feeling of the mind is so manassaṁ. And we had just covered recently this, vedana, vedana anupassana. There, the word so manassa, do manassa are not used. Dukkha Vedana, Sukha Vedana. That is why so much importance is given in this tradition to the body sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Of course, mind is remained, but what is the object of meditation? The object of meditation is Dukkha Vedana, Sukha Vedana, not Domanasa, Somanasa. Therefore, body becomes so important and we feel the sensations throughout the body. Katamau cha bhikkhave upayasu yukho bhikkhave anyatra nyattarena vyasanena samannagatasya anyatra nyattarena dukkha dhammena puttasya ayasu upayasu ayasi tattang ayang vuchyate bhikkhave upayasu. Lot of mental grief. Katamau cha bhikkhave appiyehi sampayogo dukkho. And what is the disassociation of the pleasant ones? Idhyasate hunti anitta akanta amanapa rupa sadda gandha rasa photabba dhamma yeva panasane te hunti anatthakama ahitakama aphasukakama ayogakhemakama yate hi saddhiṃ saṅgati samāgamo samudhānaṃ missi bhāvu ayaṁ vuccati bhikkhave appiyohi appiyehi sampayogo dukkho. All that related to these objects of the sense organs, the rūpa, the vision, color, light, saddha, the sound, gandha, the smell, rasa, the taste, photabha, the touch, dhamma, the thought, all those unpleasant things when one comes in contact is appiyehi sampayogo dukkho. Katamecha bhikkhave piyehi vipayogo dukkho. And what is the disassociation of the desired ones? Idhyasate hunti ittha kanta manapa rupa sadda gandha rasa photabha dhamma. Whatever one feels pleasant at the level of these six objects, yeva panasate hunti atthakama hitakama phasukakama yogakhemakama matava pitava bhatava bhaganiva mittava amachava jnati salohitava yatehi saddhiṃ asangati asamagamu asamudhamam amissibhavu. All those who are so dear, like the mother, father, brother, sister, friend, etc. And when you miss them, Ayangvuchyate bhikkhave piyehi vipayogo dukkho. This is the disassociation of the dear ones, the pleasant ones, and the dukkha, resultant dukkha. Katamancha bhikkhave yampi icchang nailabati tampi dukkham. And what is the dukkha which comes because of the desires not being fulfilled? Jati dhammanang bhikkhave sattanang evang iccha uppajjati. Ahuvat mayang nai jati dhamma assame nachayvat no jati agachayati. Someone develops a desire that this taking birth again and again is a great misery. I don't like this, I want to come out of it. May there be no more birth for me. Nakho panetang icchaya pattabbang. But one does not reach the stage where one comes out of all the births. And because of that, idampi yampi icchang nayalabati tampi dukkhang. Because this desire is not fulfilled, one becomes very miserable. And then, jara dhammanang bhikkhave sattanang evang iccha upajjati. Regarding this nature of old age, a desire arises. Aho vatamayang nay jara dhamma assame. It is better that I don't get old. Nachay vatano jara agachaya. May the old age do not come. Nakho panetang icchaya pattabbang. This desire is not fulfilled. Idampi yampi icchang nay labati tampi dukkhang. One becomes miserable when this desire is not fulfilled. Vyadi dhammananga bhikkhave sattananga evang iccha upajjati. About the disease, illness, a desire arises. Aho vatamayang nay vyadi dhamma assame. One wants that there should not be any illness. Nachay vatano vyadi agachaya. May no illness come to me. Nakho panetang icchaya pattabbang. This desire is not fulfilled. Idampi yampi changanayalabati tampi dukkhang. This also, the desire not being fulfilled, is a dukkha. Then marana dhammanang bhikkhave sattanang evang iccha upajjati. Then about the death, the law of death, the nature of death. Such desire arises. Aho vatamayang nay marana dhamma assame. Why may not get death? One desires to be free from death. Nachay vatano maranang agachaya. May I not reach the stage of death? Nakho panetang icchaya pattabbang. This desire is not fulfilled. Idampi yampi icchang nailabati tampi dukkhang. And because of that, this suffering. And then all this soka parideva dukkha domanasu payasa dhammanang bhikkhave sattanang evang iccha upajjati. Aho vatamayang nay soka parideva dukkha domanasu payasa dhamma assame. May I not come across all these kinds of mental or physical griefs and pains. Nachay vatano soka parideva dukkha domanasu payasa dhamma agachayung. May such pains and griefs may not come to me. Nakho panetang icchaya pattabbang. This desire is not fulfilled. Idampi yampi icchang nailabati tampi dukkhang. And the resultant dukkha. Katamecha bhikkhave sankittena panchupadana khanda dukkha. And now about these five aggregates. The attachment towards five aggregates. Sayyatitang rupupadana khandu. Vedana upadana khandu. Sanya upadana khandu. Sankhara upadana khandu. Vinyana upadana khandu. These five aggregates and the attachment to these five aggregates, these aggregates which become object of attachment, clinging. Ime vuchanti bhikkhave sankhittena panchupadana khanda dukkha. This is the misery of the attachment to these five aggregates. Idang vuchati bhikkhave dukkhaṁ ariya satchaṁ. This is the description of the first noble truth of dukkha. But all this description, again, just reading the scripture, just accepting it because of devotion, just accepting it because of intellectual understanding, because of rationalizing, does not help. Yatha bhuta pajanati. One has to experience it and experience it to its final limit. And this is the whole process of the Eightfold Noble Path. This is the whole process of Vipassana. By observing Sila, you try to concentrate your mind so that you can understand the subtler reality. Concentrate your mind. And then you start observing the reality pertaining to these five khandhas, the six sense doors, how things are working. And you keep on observing them. Initially you come across something which is obviously very painful. You come across very solidified, intensified, painful sensations, cross sensations. Obvious, one can say this is dukkha. But this dukkha also has to be observed. If you keep on reacting to this dukkha, then you are multiplying your dukkha. You are multiplying your misery. The training is you observe it. And just understand, this is dukkha. Very apparent dukkha. This is dukkha. And as you observe equanimously, the law of nature is such, it starts getting divided, dissected, disintegrated, dissolved. One comes to the stage where there are nothing but mere vibrations. Even if the unpleasant, painful sensation remains, a good student of Vipassana will experience an undercurrent of vibration passing through that unpleasant sensation. And this unpleasant sensation, wherever it is, actually, by experience, one knows that it is broken up by these wavelets. These vibrations, subtle vibrations, throughout the body, they are there. And even on this part, wavelet, then this misery does not look like misery. And later on, this also goes away. And the only flow of very subtle vibrations, piti, oh, wonderful. This is very pleasant. And if one takes that as freedom from misery, freedom from dukkha, one has not covered the entire field of dukkha. Because this is still the field of anicca, arising, passing. One keeps on observing. One finds that this is a changing phenomenon. And changing phenomenon, there cannot be any real happiness in it. Whatever I feel, very pleasant now, sooner or later that passes away. And again, not that once one has experienced bhanga, it does not mean that for the entire life one will always remain in bhanga. The first experience of bhanga, total dissolution, is very important, just to realize the truth that the entire material structure, which looks so solidified, is actually nothing but subatomic particles arising, passing. This reality has to be realized. For that, this station is important. But this does not mean that people who have reached that stage will not experience unpleasant sensation again. They will not experience gross sensations again. Again, due to many reasons. Partly because of the past sankharas of that type, which is not totally gone away. They will come on the surface, which are very deep. Partly because of different other reasons, you are sitting in a particular posture, you have got certain accident because of that, you have got certain illness because of that, you are experiencing, these things keep coming. And then you realize that whatever I experienced, the bhanga which was so pleasant to me, look, it was not eternal. One reason or the other, it has gone away. And now again, unpleasant has come. Oh, so this is not the eternal pleasant experience. And something which is not eternal pleasant experience is not a source of happiness for me. Certainly, the dukkha, inherent dukkha is there. And the inherent dukkha lies in its nature of impermanence. Changing. Like this, one keeps on observing, moving towards the field of entire suffering. One reaches the stage, as we discussed the other day, pasaddhi, tranquility, deep tranquility. There seems to be no dukkha, nothing unpleasant. It is so tranquil, so peaceful. But one has not completed the entire field, because this field is still the field of mind and matter, and this tranquility, in this tranquility also there is arising, passing. One keeps on accepting this also as a field of dukkha, because it is anicca, arising, passing. And somebody who has experienced that pasaddhi, It is not that for all the life now, this person will always remain in that pasadi, in this tranquility. Again, one will come to a gross experience, that pasadi is gone, that tranquility is gone. These coming, going, all that field of coming, going, samudaya dhamma, vai dhamma, is not a field of real happiness. When it transcends that entire field and experiences something which is beyond mind and matter, where nothing arises. Wherever something arises, something happens, it is not eternal. Sabbe sankhara anicca. Whatever gets created, whatever gets composed, is bound to get destroyed. Is bound, sooner or later, is bound to get decomposed. This is law of nature. But one reaches the stage which is beyond mind and matter, one does, where nothing gets created, nothing arises. Once one has experienced that, then one can say, oh yes, I have explored the entire field of dukkha. Otherwise not. So from very gross dukkha, one cannot say that this is arya satya, this is a noble truth. It's the beginning of noble truth. But the actual noble truth is exploring the entire field, parinyatam, parijanati. The entire field has been explored with direct experience. Then the next, samudaya satyam, katamam cha bhikkhave dukkha samudaya ariya satyam. What is this arising of misery? Yayam tanaha ponubhavika nandi raga sahagata. The craving which keeps on giving life after life, nandi raga sahagata, craving with pleasure, desire, tatra tatra abhinandani, taking pleasure here and there, like kama tanaha, bhava tanaha, vibhava tanaha. These are the three major cravings. One is kama tanaha. Any small little desire, how quickly it turns into craving. And specially kama tanaha, the sexual desire. All the sensual desires turn into deep craving. Sexual desire is most predominant of all the other desires. Kama tanaha, bhava tanaha. Then a desire to live, even though the body passes away. I must continue. The body passes away. I must continue. And somebody tells in my ears, well, look, the truth is that the body keeps on dying, but you won't die. You will remain eternal. This philosophy, oh, wonderful, I will remain eternal. Because one wants to remain eternal. Tremendous amount of attachment towards this I. This I should not get destroyed. Everything else may destroy. The entire universe keeps on destroying. Doesn't matter. I must remain. I must remain in this life or in next life or any number of life. But I must remain. This is bhava tanaha. Tremendous amount of craving towards the bhava, becoming. Becoming must remain. This should not be destroyed. I should not be destroyed. This is bhava tanaha. And the third is vibhava tanaha, opposite to that. In two ways, vibhava tanaha. One vibhava tanaha is, one wants this circle of life and death, they should stop. There should not be any more life. And you crave so much for this, no more life, no more life, no more life. You become so unbalanced because of this tanaha. You can't reach the stage where you are free from this no more life, free from new lives. Or vibhav tanha in the sense that in those days and today also, there is a belief, a philosophy, that from the birth, this birth, to the end of this life, to the death, this is the only existence. Nothing before, nothing afterwards. One fears all these unwholesome actions that I have taken in this life, if these unwholesome actions continue life after life, oh, this is too much for me. So if better somebody says there is nothing after this life, then doesn't matter whatever I've done. At least after the death, I am liberated from misery. After death, I will get liberated from misery. So one doesn't want to accept the fact that the misery will continue so long as these sankharas are there. This is vibhava tanha. You want to come out of this belief of death after death, birth after death, birth after death, birth, and this misery continuing. And this craving, this clinging, makes one very unbalanced. All these three are the reasons for the dukkha to arise, dukkha samudayam. Sākho panesa bhikkhave tanaha katha upajyamana upajyati. This craving, where it arises? Katha nivisamana nivisati, where it stays? Yangaloke piyarupam satarupam, in the loka, which is pleasant. There, itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati, itthe nivisamana nivisati, in the loka. Now, what is loka? One meaning of this word loka is different planes. The human plane, the animal plane, the lower planes, the hell plane, and then different heaven planes and Brahmic planes. And all these different planes are called loka. But Buddha does not mean loka about these planes, the universe. He says all the lokas are within this framework of your own body. One incident, someone by the name of Rohita, he passes in front of the Buddha's monastery. Buddha is sitting at the gate, somebody is walking on the road, and singing a song and walking. We find in the Vedic scriptures the name of the same person, Rohita, and the song, Charaiveti, Charaiveti, keep walking. Hey, what Charaiveti? What walking? And he says, sir, I walk so that I can explore the entire field of loka, all the planes, and I will go beyond that. And Buddha smiled, mad fellow, by walking, you cannot go out of all the universe. Understand, the entire universe is within this framework of your body. The arising of universe is within. The cause of the arising of the universe is within. The cessation of this universe is within. The way to reach the stage of cessation of the universe is within. All within. And that is why the practice of coming out of the misery is done within the framework of the body, not outside. Because loka is within the framework of the body. Literal meaning of the word loka, lujjati palujjati iti loka. What? That something which gets destroyed all the time. It arises, passes away, is loka. And the entire field of mind and matter, arising, passing. So this is loka. And another way we can understand loka, within this framework of the body itself, whenever one performs a sankhara, which is a very unwholesome sankhara, say a sankhara which will lead us to the hell plane, you experience it. As you plant that seed, you experience the hellfire, you generate anger and you experience that hellfire. And when the fruit of that comes, again it comes as a hellfire within. The hellfire is within. And then he gives details. Chakkhunga loke piyarupang satarupang. This eye sense door. Itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati itthe nivisamana nivisati. When there is something pleasant, because of something coming in contact with the eye sense door, if it is something pleasant, then there the craving arises and there the craving stays. And similarly, sotanga loke, the ear, ghananga loke, the nose, jivva loke, the tongue, kayo loke, the body, and mano loke, the mind, piyarupang, satarupang, itthaisa tanaha upajyamana upajyati, itthani visamana nivisati. And these six doors and their six respective objects, and they are also, similarly, when one finds something pleasant in those objects, rupa loke, sadda loke, gandha loke, rasa loke, potabha loke, dhamma loke, in all these six respective objects of the six sense doors, there one feels pleasant, piyarupang, satarupang, itthaisa, tanaha, upajyamana, upajyati, itthanivisamana, nivisati. And then further details. Chakkhu vinyananga loke. You see these six sense organs,
have different vijnana.
When we say the four aggregates of the mind, vijnana, sanya, vedana, sankhara, for general description is all right. When you go in detail, then the vijnana of chakku, the consciousness of chakku is separate from the consciousness of ear, is separate from the consciousness of the nose, or consciousness of the tongue, or the consciousness of the body skin, or the consciousness of the mind. They are all different. As you go deeper in meditation of vipassana, these are very high stages, one thing keeps on lingering, that look, everything is arising, passing. But one who is observing, he remains, he is always there. Something happens at the eyes, one observes, one who is observer is there, at the ear, at the nose, at the tongue, at the body, at the mind, the observer is there. So this observer, this vijnana, this is eternal. And this is how philosophy started. This vijnana is atta, is soul. There was a traditional philosophical belief in those days which said, je vinyaya te aya, whatever is vijnana, this is soul. And je aya te vinyaya, and whatever is soul is vijnana. Because one could not divide and dissect this vijnana also separately, one was always under the impression, even at the deeper level, that the same vijnana is looking, the same vijnana is hearing, the same vijnana is smelling, etc. But as you go still deeper, you find they are totally different. One is totally different from the other. The vijnana that is with the eyes cannot hear. The vijnana with the ear cannot see. And this difference, one can stop. The ear vijnana can stop. The eye vijnana can stop. These five vijnanas on the body can stop, and still the mano vijnana, the mind vijnana will remain, mind consciousness will remain. And when that mind consciousness also stops, then only Nibbana comes. So all that are much deeper details, and because of that he explains here, chakhu vijnananga loke, sota vijnananga loke, ghana vijnananga loke, jivva vijnananga loke, kaya vijnananga loke, mano vijnananga loke. When these six, each separately, one feels pleasant about them. Then itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati itthe nivisamana nivisati. And then chakhu sampasso loke, the contact at the eye, sota sampasso loke, ghana sampasso loke, jivva sampasso loke, kaya sampasso loke, mano sampasso loke, piyarupang satarupang itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati itthe nivisamana nivisati. The contact at the six sense doors. Chakku sampasaja vedana loke. Then because of this contact, whatever vedana arises, the sensation arises. Chakku sampasaja vedana loke, sota sampasaja vedana loke, ghana sampasaja vedana loke, jivva sampasaja vedana loke, kaya sampasaja vedana loke, mano sampasaja vedana loke, piyarupang satarupang itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati itthe nivisamana nivisati. This is where the tanha rises and stays. Then rupa sanya loke, the valuation of it, the perception of it. Rupa sanya loke, sadda sanya loke, gandha sanya loke, rasa sanya loke, phutabha sanya loke, dhamma sanya loke, piyarupang satarupang itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati itthe nivisamana nivisati. Then rupa sanchetana, sanchetana is sankhara, synonym of sankhara. Rupa sanchetana loke, sadda sanchetana loke, gandha sanchetana loke, rasa sanchetana loke, phutabha sanchetana loke, dhamma sanchetana loke, piyarupang satarupang itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati itthe nivisamana nivisati. And then the objects of the six sense doors, rupa tanaha loke, sadda tanaha loke, gandha tanaha loke, rasa tanaha loke, phutabha tanaha loke, dhamma tanaha loke, piyarupang satarupang itthe satanaha upajyamana upajyati itthe nivisamana nivisati. Then rupa vitakko, when this object becomes a object
of your thought. That means the thought starts with this object. You come in contact with this object and then the thought starts on this object. So rupa vitakko loke, sadda vitakko loke, gandha vitakko loke, rasa vitakko loke, potabba vitakko loke, dhamma vitakko loke, piyarupam, satarupam, ittesa tanaha, uppajjamana, uppajjati, itta nivisamana, nivisati. And then as soon as the object comes in contact, that becomes the object of your thought, and you start rolling in that thought. Vitakko is the beginning of the thought, the object which makes you start thinking. And then vicharo, you start rolling in it. Rupa vicharo loke, sadda vicharo loke, gandha vicharo loke, rasa vicharo loke, potabha vicharo loke, dhamma vicharo loke, piyarupam, satarupam, ittesa tanaha, uppajjamana, uppajjati, itta nivisamana, nivisati. This is where the craving arises and stays. Idang vuchyate bhikkhave dukkha samudayam ariya satcham. This is what is called dukkha samudaya, arising of the dukkha. Tanaha, craving, is the arising of the dukkha. We can say, just for general understanding, that the dukkha, the cause of dukkha is tanaha, craving. Yes, it is true. But samudaya, as the craving arises, so the dukkha arises. The misery arises simultaneously with your craving. It is not that first the craving arises and later on you start suffering. Samudaya, it arises simultaneously. And then the third, nirodha satchang. Kataman cha bhikkhave dukkha nirodhaṁ ariya satchang. What is this dukkha nirodha? Noble truth. Yo tassayeva tanahaya. This craving, when it becomes asesa viraga nirodho chago patinissaggo mutti analayo, it totally eradicated. Sakho panesa bhikkhave tanaha katha pahiyamana pahiyati, and where it gets totally eradicated, katha niruddhyamana niruddhyati, where it does not arise again at all. Yangaloke piyarupam satarupam yathissa tanaha pahiyamana pahiyati ettha niruddhyamana niruddhyati. This loke, mind and matter, in the field of mind and matter it arises, it stays, and we have to work in the field of mind and matter for its total eradication. Kinchi loke piyarupam satarupam. Then again the whole thing about the cessation also, the same spheres, mind and matter. Chakhu loke piyarupam satarupam ethesa tanaha pahiyamana pahiyati ettha niruddhyamana niruddhyati. And like this chakhu, the eyes, so sotanga loke, ghananga loke, jivva loke, kayo loke, mano loke, all these six sense doors, piyarupam satarupam ethesa tanaha pahiyamana pahiyati ettha niruddhyamana niruddhyati. This is where it gets eradicated totally. Rupaloke, saddaloke, gandhaloke, rasaloke, potabbaloke, then the objects, dhammaloke, piyarupam, satarupam, ethesa tanaha, pahiyamana, pahiyati, ettha niruddhyamana, niruddhyati. Total cessation on the sense doors and the objects, relative objects. Then chakhu vinyanagaloke, sota vinyanagaloke, ghana vinyanagaloke, jivva vinyanagaloke, kaya vinyanagaloke, mano vinyanagaloke, all these six vinyanas, six consciousness, piyarupam, satarupam, ethesa tanaha, pahiyamana, pahiyati, ettha niruddhyamana, niruddhyati. Then the contact, chakhu sampasso loke, sota sampasso loke, ghana sampasso loke, jivva sampasso loke, kaya sampasso loke, mano sampasso loke, piyarupam, satarupam, ittesa tanaha, pahiyamana, pahiyati, ettha niruddhyamana, niruddhyati. And then the sensation that arises because of this contact. Chakhu sampasaja vedana loke, sota sampasaja vedana loke, ghana sampasaja vedana loke, jivva sampasaja vedana loke, kaya sampasaja vedana loke, mano sampasaja vedana loke, piyarupam, satarupam, ittesa tanaha, pahiyamana, pahiyati, ittha niruddhyamana, niruddhyati. Then the sanya, the six sanyas,
రూపసన్యాలోకే శబ్దసన్యాలోకే గంధసన్యాలోకే రససన్యాలోకే ఫోటభసన్యాలోకే ధమ్మసన్యాలోకే పియరూపం సాతరూపం ఎత్తెస్సాతన పహ్యమాన పహ్యతి ఎత్త నిరుజ్యమాన నిరుజ్యతి అండ్ దెన్ సంచేతన దట్ మీన్స్ ద సంఖార రూప సంచేతనాలోకే శబ్ద సంచేతనాలోకే గంధ సంచేతనాలోకే రస సంచేతనాలోకే ఫోటబ్బ సంచేతనాలోకే ధమ్మ సంచేతనాలోకే పేరూపం సాతరూపం ఎత్తెస్సా తణ పహ్యమాన పహ్యతి ఎత్త నిరుజ్యమాన నిరుజ్యతి దెన్ ద క్రేవింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ దీస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ రూప తణహాలోకే శబ్ద తణహాలోకే గంధ తణహాలోకే రస తణహాలోకే ఫోటబ్బ తణహాలోకే ధమ్మ తణహాలోకే పేరూపం సాతరూపం ఎత్తెస్సా తణ పహ్యమాన పహ్యతి ఎత్త నిరుజ్యమాన నిరుజ్యతి దెన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ద స్టార్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది థాట్ రూప వితక్కోలోకే శబ్ద వితక్కోలోకే గంధ వితక్కోలోకే రస వితక్కోలోకే ఫోటబ్బ వితక్కోలోకే ధమ్మ వితక్కోలోకే ద థాట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ వెన్ ది కమ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ద ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ డోర్స్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ ది ఆర్ నాట్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ద ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ డోర్స్ దెన్ ది మైండ్ స్టార్ట్స్ ఐదర్ రిమెంబరింగ్ ఆర్ స్టార్ట్స్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ రిలేటెడ్ టు దీస్ ఫైవ్ థింగ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ ధమ్మ వితక్కోలోకే పేరూపం సాతరూపం ఎత్తెస్సా తణ పహ్యమాన పహ్యతి ఎత్త నిరుజ్యమాన నిరుజ్యతి రూప విచారో లోకే శబ్ద విచారో లోకే నౌ ద కంటిన్యూస్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ రూప విచారో లోకే శబ్ద విచారో లోకే గంధ విచారో లోకే రస విచారో లోకే ఫోటబ్బ విచారో లోకే ధమ్మ విచారో లోకే పేరూపం సాతరూపం ఎత్తెస్సా తణ పహ్యమాన పహ్యతి ఎత్త నిరుజ్యమాన నిరుజ్యతి ఏవం ఉచ్యతి భిక్ఖవే దుఃఖ నిరోధం అరియ సత్యం ఆల్ దీస్ మైన్యూట్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఫర్ ఎ విపశ్యన మెడిటేటర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ స్టేజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టోటలీ ఇంపాసిబుల్ అట్ వెరీ హై స్టేజెస్ వెన్ వన్ రీచెస్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ అనాగామి కమింగ్ టు ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ అరహంత్ దెన్ థ్రెడ్ బేర్ ఎవ్రీ లిటిల్ థింగ్ ఈస్ సెపరేట్ 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 అండ్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ how it arises now related to this particular sense door, how it arises now related to this particular object of the sense door, and how it arises now related to the sanya, related to the sanchetana, the sankhara, and how look it gets seized related to this, related to that, like this, dividing it, dissecting it to such great detail at a very high stage. At this stage, till one has reached the stage of sotapanna, even at the stage of sotapanna, we work with the reality which is much deeper, but still not that deeper as it takes us to the stage when one reaches, one becomes an arahant. So in this stage where one is going to become a sotapanna, this much is enough that look, there is a sensation, and look, because of that sensation, I have started craving or I have started hating, and look, I am not craving, I am not hating, I am understanding it's an ichcha, it's an good enough. This starts purifying, purifying, purifying. You have not understood the detail such minutely. Whether this particular sensation is because of the contact of the ear sense door, or eye sense door, or nose sense door, or body sense door, or mind sense door, and whether it is because of sanya, or whether it, all those details comes as you go deeper, deeper, deeper. And here, the teaching is a complete teaching for people who have to reach and who are going to reach. Amongst those who were listening, quite a few were such that they would have covered the first Nibbanic stage, the second Nibbanic stage, or they were working on the third Nibbanic stage, or maybe working on the fourth Nibbanic stage, all those details. And when one works, actually works on them, then it becomes much more detailed, much more detailed. Magga satchan katamang cha bhikkhave dukkha nirodha gamini patipada ariya satchan. And what is the path? అయమేవ అరియో అఠంగికో మగ్గో దిస్ ఎయిట్ ఫోల్డ్ నోబుల్ పాత్ సమ్మా దిట్టి సమ్మా సంకప్పు సమ్మా వాచ సమ్మా కమ్మంతు సమ్మా ఆజీవు సమ్మా వాయాము సమ్మా సతి సమ్మా సమాధి దిస్ ఎయిట్ ఫోల్డ్ కథమాచ భిక్ఖవే సమ్మా దిట్టి వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ సమ్మా దిట్టి రైట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ యంఖో భిక్ఖవే దుఃఖే జ్ఞానం దుఃఖ సముదయే జ్ఞానం దుఃఖ నిరోధే జ్ఞానం dukkhang nirodha gaminiya patipadaya jnanam. The wisdom, these four wisdoms, the wisdom of the misery, that means the total wisdom related to misery, the wisdom pertaining to the arising of misery, the wisdom pertaining to the cessation of that misery, and the wisdom pertaining to the path of that misery. When all these four are experienced, then we say that the ditthi is sammaditthi. In those days, it was samyak darshan, sammadarshan, sammaditthi. It is not a philosophy. If these four are just taken as a philosophy or a belief, then it is not sammaditthi. Sammaditthi becomes sammaditthi because you experience this. Pajanati, yatha bhuta pajanati, all these four, yatha bhuta pajanati, then it becomes sammaditthi, and then it takes you to the final goal of full liberation. Samma katama katamo cha bhikkhave samma sankappo. What are the right thoughts? Nikhamma sankappo, abhyapada sankappo, avihinsa sankappo. The thoughts of renunciation, the thoughts of free from anger, the thoughts free from violence. Ayam vuchyate bhikkhave samma sankappo, katamacha bhikkhave samma vacha, musavada veramani, pisunaya vachaya veramani, farusaya vachaya veramani, sampappalapa veramani, ayam vuchyate bhikkhave samma vacha. This is the right speech. Now understand, all these are to be yatha bhut pajanati. This must happen in life. If you just accept that this is samma vacha, to be free from, to abstain from speaking lies, that means you just accept that one must be abstaining from speaking lies. No, you have to experience that, look, I am abstaining from speaking lies. Now I am living a life where I am not speaking anything lie, anything false. Or now I am living a life where I am not speaking anything which is hurting others, backbiting or slanderous thought. All that must be experienced. If you are not experiencing them, if you are not passing through them, if they are not happening, yatha bhutang, if they are not happening in life, then it's not samma. Then it is only mitcha, only your intellectual game or your emotional game. It doesn't work.